All. Today's class will be given by His Grace Chakravarti Prabhuji on Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 4.16.26 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, you are there on the call?
Hare Krishna Mataji, I am very much there.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for joining Bhakti Sangha conference call and giving your valuable association. I'm really fortunate to have you on this call, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. You can take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are reciting this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 16, chapter entitled Praise of King Prithu by the Professional Reciters, text 26 onwards. Maybe we'll cover two texts today. Tatra tatra girastasta iti vishruta vikramaha shroshyati atma shrita gatha vithu vithu parakramaha. In this way, when the chivalrous king, chivalrous activities of King Prithu come to be known to the people in general, King Prithu will always hear about himself and his uniquely powerful activities. Purpose: to artificially advertise oneself and thus enjoy a so-called reputation is a kind of conceit. Prithu Maharaj was famous amongst the people because of his chivalrous activities. He did not have to advertise himself artificially. One's factual reputation cannot be covered. I'll decide on one more because there's only two line translate purport. So I'll decide one more verse, read the translation and purport, and we'll discuss it. Disho vijitya prati ruddha chakraha swatejasto.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, I got disconnected.
Okay, Prabhupada.
I'll just go live one second. Disho vijitya prati ruddha chakraha swateja sot patita loka shalya sura surendra upagiya mana mahanubhavo bhavita patir bhuvaha. No one will be able to destroy the orders of Prithu Maharaj. After conquering the world, he will completely eradicate threefold miseries of the citizens. Then he will be recognized all over the world. At that time, both the suras and the asuras will undoubtedly glorify his magnanimous activities. At the time of Maharaj Prithu, the world was ruled by one emperor, although there were many subordinate states, just as there are many United States in various parts of the world. In olden days, the entire world was ruled through many states. But there was a supreme emperor who ruled all over subsidiary states. As soon as there were some discrepancies in the maintenance of the Varnashram system, the emperor would immediately take charge of the small state. The word Utpattita Loka Shalyaha indicates that Maharashtritu completely uprooted all the miseries of his citizens. The word Shalya means piercing thorns. There are many kinds of miserable thorns that pierce the citizens of the state. But all competent rulers, even up to the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, uprooted all the miserable conditions of the citizens. It is stated that during the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, there did not even exist severe cold or scorching heat, nor did the citizens suffer from any kind of mental anxiety. This is the standard of good government. Such a peaceful and prosperous government, devoid of anxiety, was established by Prithu Maharaj. Thus the inhabitants of both saintly and in glorifying the activities of Maharaj Prithu. Persons or nations anxious to spread their influence all over the world should consider this point. If one is able to eradicate completely the threefold miseries of the citizens, he should aspire to rule the world. One should not aspire to rule for any political or diplomatic consideration. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the 4th canto, 16th chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Praise of King Prithu by Professional Reciter. Om Ajnana Dimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Vedati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansham Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Shri Vishakha Vitamsham Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhakti Vedanta Swaminite Namani Namaste Saraswate Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchata Desha Karine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Priyavadaya De Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurishishya Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopita Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Pancha Kalpata Rupesha Kripa Sindhu Bhaya Jaya Patita Nam Pavane Priya Vaishnava Jaya Namo Namo Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. So we are reading the section where professional reciters on the order of the sages, they are glorifying King Prithu about the activities which King Prithu has not yet achieved, or he has not yet done those activities, he has not performed those activities. So King Prithu tried to stop them, that please do not speak what I haven't achieved yet. So then sages say that you are, Supreme Lord, and definitely you are going to do all these things. And the sages again, they tell the reciters to continue. And they continue. And this is how the continuation comes. And in the end, like in the last previous verse, we read that how King Prithu will meet Sanat Kumar in the garden of his palace compound. The king will worship him with devotion, fortunate to receive instruction by which one can enjoy transcendental bliss. This is what all the pastimes of King Prithu at his appearance were foretold. This is one of the very important understanding aspect of how we can know who is Supreme Lord. All his pastimes are detailed and mentioned. And sometimes even about his devotees. Like for Srila Prabhupada, we read in Brahma Vaivarta Purana. Now, Brahma Vaivarta Purana was written by Srila Vyasadeva 5,000 years back. But there is a description of Srila Prabhupada in that. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he says, and then we know his astrologer. When Prabhupada appeared, his father brought an astrologer who predicted, seeing his astrological chart, that this boy will take sannyas at the age of 70. No, he'll take sannyas and at the age of 70 he will travel all over the world and open 108 temples. So all this was foretold about Srila Prabhupada also. So here everything is already told by sages and the reciters. And they are kind of concluding in these two verses. Tatra tatra, here and there, many various, tatra tatra gira ta ta ta, many various words here and there will be heard. Which kind of words or what activities? Vishruta Vikramaha. He whose chivalrous activities are widely reputed. Now, you know, his songs will be, his activities will be sung by everywhere, by everyone, everywhere. Tatra, tatra, here and there, everywhere. Then he says, Prithu, Prithu, Parakramaha. Prithu is King Prithu. Another Prithu, Parakrama means distinctly powerful. He'll be Parakrami, he'll be very powerful. And what he will do? Many a time, especially in this modern scenario, it is understood one who is powerful, he will rule. Yes, that is okay. Because until unless you are powerful, you cannot rule. As a Kshatriya, if you have to rule, you need power. But that does not mean that the powerful person will exploit the powerless person. Or the person with less power, which is happening right now. It's happening that every powerful person is trying to, or to certain extent got also success in exploiting the people who are having less power. This is Kali Yuga. It was happening before also, but not so much. But material world is all about that. Someone will be exploiting someone else. And then here it says, in this way, when the chivalrous activities of King Prithu come to be known to the people in general. Very beautiful things the Prabhupada writes, very important when we see in today's scenario that Prabhupada writes in the purpose to artificially advertise oneself and thus enjoy a so-called reputation is a kind of conceit, cheating. What is happening today? Every leader, every so-called politician, businessman, especially politician, they put up their hoardings all over the world. If you see, like there were elections, you know, a few months back in India. And there will be elections next year in America. So what you see, all the politicians who are from the ruling party and from the opposition party, every candidate, every person will put up his so many hoardings with so many false promises. There are most of them, or rather mostly everyone is a sinful person. Especially politicians, mostly, almost everyone is a sinful person. Completely impious. They are doing all obnoxious activities. And yet they have audacity to advertise themselves and telling the people that bring us in power. One who's already in power, he will say, bring us in power and this time we'll do much better. One who's not in power, he'll say, bring us in power and we'll do much better than the ruling party. So, and very important, Prabhupada writes, Prithu Maharaj was famous among the people because of his chivalrous activities. He does not have to advertise himself artificially. One's factual reputation cannot be covered. If you have done something good, you don't have to advertise. It will be known to people. And if you have done something sinful, it will be advertised. That's happening everywhere. If someone is doing welfare activity, and if he does not tell anyone, still people will come to know eventually, someone will say. People will start talking about it. We know, especially the sages and saints, they do these activities for the welfare of the people. And it's known to everyone. Like this 1,000 sages, 5,000 years back, 1,000 sages were assembled in Naimisharanya. Sorry, for 1,000 years, thousands of sages were assembled in Naimisharanya to perform sacrifice for the welfare of people in general all over the world. This is the role of a Brahmin in the society. This is the role of a saintly person in the society. That he is supposed to perform welfare activities for everyone in the world without any discrimination. He will not discriminate whether he is from India, he is from Pakistan, he is from China, Russia, America, or from different planet. Sadhu means he is equal to all, Pandita, Samadarshina, and he will do welfare activity for everyone. But now what is happening? I was traveling in a taxi today, and I was just sitting with one devotee, and I asked taxi driver about few things, you know, how are you in general? And he said, I told him, you know, you should chant here, you should chant the holy name of Krishna and Rama, because you are, his hometown is very close to Ayodhya. So I inspired him to chant the holy name of Rama. He said, Prabhu, what to tell you? All the sadhu, or I would say most of the sadhus, are cheaters today. Definitely. They are cheaters. Most of the people. And they just try to, or they just take the dress of a sadhu. And they cheat people. And similarly, those who are in administration, the kshatriyas, they also are not actually kshatriyas, but they try to, they want to cheat people, so they put up the dress. Like, when Kali Purush was beating this cow and a bull, and Parikshit saw this dark, ugly looking man, but he's wearing dress of a kshatriya, of a king. That is a symptom of Kali Yuga. That all these low class, lower than Shudras, these people will rule the land. And that was exactly we see. They are not even Shudras. Even a Shudra is loyal to his master. Shudra has complete faith in scriptures. But you see, now even politicians, even so-called sadhus, everyone in common, they don't have loyalty towards their masters. They don't believe in scriptures. So they are actually, as it is told by Prabhupada, the 10th class, Panchama. They start from 5th class. Chandala, Yavana, Malecha, all these people up to 10th class, they are all population of Kali Yuga is that only. not even Shudra. And Sukadeva Goswami says that, you know, in Kali Yuga everyone is Shudra, but people are lower than Shudra. We can very clearly see that. And now what they will do? I am worse than Shudra, I am below Shudra, but I want to pose myself a sadhu. I want to pose myself a king. So I will have to advertise falsely about my activities, which activities I have never done. Or sometimes, say for 5 years in India, they rule. Any politician is there for 5 years. So for 4.5 years, they will do all nonsensical activities. And last few months, they will do some activities. They will call media, do a press conference, they tell media to click photos, put some videos in the television channels so that they can get the vote. And for another 4.5 years, they will do all these activities. So this is happening. Unlike these kings, like Prithu Maharaj and Yudhishthir and Parikshit and other kings who don't even talk about themselves, who don't even like to be talked about themselves. Here, Prithu is getting glorified, but Prithu Maharaj is saying, please do not glorify me, I have not yet achieved those things. These are differences. This is humility. And even if someone is not humble, he should not accept false glorification. He should not falsely propagate his glories. It is not a reality. Next verse, because it's just connected, so I took it. So let us go to the purport of next verse. Maharaj Prithu was the one emperor for the entire world. Under his leadership, what happened? All the three miseries will go away. Tritap, which is Adhyatme, Adibhautik, Adidevit. All these kleshas will just go away from this world, and people will be completely devoid of anxiety and mentally very peaceful and happy. Not only peaceful, rather very happy. And that is called Ram Raj, popularly known as Ram Raj. But all these kings who are great devotees of Lord, they have ruled the kingdom and it became Ram Raj. Whether it is Maharaj Parikshit, whether it is Maharaj Yudhishthir, Prithu Maharaj, Lord Ram, everyone who ruled, this problem didn't exist. As Prabhupada writes, in the reign of Maharaj Yudhishthir, that did not even exist severe cold or scorching heat. It is mentioned in the 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that in Kali Yuga, there will be three main problems. Many problems, but three problems related. That there will be shortage of food, there will be shortage of water, and there will be abundant taxes. So many taxes that people will get frustrated with these taxes and leave the cities, go back to forest. Right now what is happening? From villages people are moving towards cities, and from cities they are going to bigger cities, and from bigger cities they are going to space, and from space, I don't know, they'll glide down directly to hellish planets or what. But they are planning to go to space. But what Bhagavatam says, they'll be so much frustrated in cities. First of all, no food. If there is shortage of food, what will happen? The prices will increase like anything. When Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Yudhishthir, was talking to one of, I think, Narada Muni. So Narada Muni told him, in Kali Yuga, food will be sold. When Yudhishthir Maharaj heard that food will be sold, he said, what kind of age will that be? it's obnoxious, it's filthy. So people will sell food. He was shocked. Thank God, Narad Muni didn't tell him that water will also be sold and air will also be sold. People are selling air. Someone sent me one advertisement in, I think in China or somewhere in France, or, you know, they are selling the cans, like the perfume bottles, like the spray. And you spray near your nose and that is the fresh air inside the can, so you can inhale fresh air. So people are selling air. Can we imagine that? Here is the example of governance, good governance, where there is no severe cold, there is no scorching heat, there is sufficient rain, sufficient food. Mother Earth, we'll see in the next chapter how Mother Earth will start giving everything. Mountains will give minerals, rivers will give, you know, and oceans and rivers will give jewels and gems and gold and silver. They will automatically come. You don't have to dig down, as they are now searching. But because people are sinful, Mother Earth is taking everything inside. Like the cow. A cow, if she is happy, she will give you milk. In Krishna book, Srila Prabhupada, in 10th canto, he writes that when cows used to run in the land of Raja, they were in so much of ecstasy, their udders were completely filled with milk, and as they are walking and moving and running, milk is dripping from their udders. And the land of Raja is always wet. The soil is always wet because of milk of cows. Always. You don't have to even, you know, take the milk. The milk is flowing because of their love. But now cows have been slaughtered, they have been harassed. They are not giving milk. And because they are not giving milk, somehow they give fuel. I heard sometimes, you know, cows are giving just 2 liters milk, 3 liters milk in a day. We have in Bombay, our farm, we have like 300 cows. All Indian breed. Gear cows, they give more than 10 liters. As and when we are trying to serve them with love and care and devotion, and they feel more secure, they'll give more milk. If they are happy, they'll give milk. Similarly, if Mother Earth is happy and satisfied with the citizens on this planet, when they are not sinful and they are following the regulative principles, they are following the order of scriptures, then she will give abundantly. You don't have to search for, she will give. Now if you see, because of shortage of food, the food prices are, you know, soaring high. There's no water. It's a monsoon season in India right now. Already government has declared there will be less rains. And every day in Bombay, by 10th of June every year, monsoon starts in Bombay. The first week of June it comes in South India and then it comes to Bombay and Maharashtra by 10th of June. But now it's already, you know, 18th. Very less showers, lot of clouds. As it is written in Bhagavatam by Vyasadeva that there will be many clouds. There will be thundering, there will be lightning, but no water. I don't know if you are in US and you witness what is Adidevik Klesha. You know more than anyone else. The US is facing every time because of sinful activities being performed in that land. So many hurricanes and storms, all these are coming. Destruction is taking place everywhere. We can understand by this that the government, Any country of the world, the government is sinful. The people are sinful. So where people are sinful, government is sinful, then what will happen is all pleasures, the miseries in the world will increase. People are dying untimely. diseases are increasing, then this will happen. Prabhupada is talking about good governance. So, I was talking about thundering and clouds and lightning. 20 years back, we have seen clouds, they would come, there would be thundering and lightning, but now it has increased. And thundering is increased so much that it is piercing the heart, shattering the hearts of people. People get scared, and I've heard from many people, you know, they get scared because the thundering is so much, the lightning is so much. So much problem in communication, especially, you know, airplanes and all the traveling. But okay, if there are so many clouds, there is so much thundering and lightning, there should be rains also, but there's no rain. Few showers here and there, finish. And this is all mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. But with Ritu Maharaj, it is just the opposite. And that's why Prabhupada said, if one is able to eradicate completely the threefold miseries of citizens, he should aspire to rule the world. One should not root for any political or diplomatic consideration. To become a king, one has to understand that he is taking the role of a servant. You know, this concept people are talking about, servant leadership, this is not new. This is not new. All the kings in the Vedic time, they consider themselves servants of the people. And it is the duty of the king to make sure that all the citizens, not only they are protected, but they perform bhakti. It is the responsibility of the king to make sure the citizens are chanting Maha Mantra, they are performing Vedic sacrifices, they are reciting the verses from the Vedic literatures like Bhagavatam and Gita. Their lifestyle is tuned in such a way that the center of the city is the temple and center of the lives of people is Krishna himself. Then where is the question of threefold miseries? Where is the question of birth, death, old age and disease? There is nothing. In Lord Ram's time, you can decide your own time of death. If today it is given that opportunity to the world that you decide your own time of death, I'm sure no one wants to die. No one will want to die. But it's impossible. We don't have that kind of government, we don't have those kind of people. So, what should be done? We need leaders like Maharaj Prithu and Yudhishthir and Parikshit. But we cannot get the people like that because all the people are sinful. So these tendencies, these sinful tendencies and proclivities has to be purified. It has to be purified. And then purified people will take up, who have already taken up Krishna consciousness, they are becoming pure, they can take up the position of leader, not to just lead, but to serve the people. So, how do we do that? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that, you know, the day will come when the judges in High Court and Supreme Court will wear tilak and kanti. Maybe the preaching of ISKCON will increase so much that the day will come when the people in the parliament, people in the assemblies all over the world will be devotees with kanti and tilak. and it will come. Our acharyas have predicted. But what can we do now? Let us take some task. There are two things which we have to do. And it always will be these two things. Bharata bhumite marasya janma hoila jar. Janma sarthak kari karo paropkar. You have taken birth in India. Prabhupada said, anyone, the entire planet is India, who has taken birth in India, in the human form of life, what he should do? Janma sarthak kari karo paropkar. Perfect your life by practicing Krishna consciousness nicely, strictly, intensely, lovingly, spontaneously, what all, adjectives you want to add. One should perform Krishna consciousness activities all through the day, become completely Krishna conscious, and karo paropka, preach to people. We may not know that the people whom we preach, there may be small kids whom may we preach, teenagers, we may preach, and eventually they may become the leaders of the countries. It's very much possible. But at least in this efforts which we put, first, our life will be improved. And definitely because we are in the material world, we are living in the world where the leaders are sinful, we will have to face certain amount of pleasure. We will have to accept it. Thinking it's our own karma, and it is. And we are in material world, problems will come. But still we continue our Krishna consciousness practice. And then we should preach whatever we can preach, at least we can preach to one person who may not be the leader of the or head of the state, but he may be head of his family. At least his family will become devotee. This is how we should go and preach as much as possible. Spread the mission by distributing more and more books, because these books contains not only the Vani of Srila Prabhupada, but Vani of all the Acharyas, because when Prabhupada used to write the purpose whole night, he would spread all the Acharyas' commentaries. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Sridhar Swami, Sanatan Goswami, all the Acharyas, Baldev Vidyabhushan, he'll keep the commentary, study the commentary very deeply, and then he will write it. So all the Acharyas' commentaries, their words, their Vani, Prabhupada's Vani, and Krishna's Vani is very much there. So if Krishna's Vani is there, Acharya's Vani is there, if we give to people, they will read it. When they read it, their heart will change gradually. This is how we can go on spreading this mission gradually. And we may not know, sometime leaders will, like there was one person in Juhu temple, Hare Krishna land. So if you know history, you can read in Prabhupada Lila Amrit volume 5. Hare Krishna land, there was a temple, small temple, thin shaped temple for Radharaj Vihari, Prabhupada times. And there were many houses. Right now where I am sitting in the part of temple, it's a big structure, heaven on earth, which Prabhupada wanted. But there were here, were many two to three storied buildings. And many land, tenants used to stay. Land belonged to some other person. We purchased the land, so the tenant are still there. And one of the tenant in whose house Srila Prabhupada used to stay, he was a simple man. But today he is governor of one of the states in India. And he's not chanting, but he's very favorable to Krishna consciousness. He comes to our festival whenever possible. Whenever he comes, he definitely visits ISKCON. He is grateful to Prabhupada. He knows what Prabhupada has done, how Prabhupada started, because he is here. He has seen ISKCON movement from 1971-72 So we don't know, if you preach to people, they may become Krishna conscious, they may become leaders. And that is where, as an institution, we cannot change the world. This is clear. As an institution, we can preach to people. Because as an institution, we are doing a job of a Brahmin. We cannot do the job of a Kshatriya. A Kshatriya, when he will stand, whatever he will command, people will follow. We are more or less devotees of ISKCON, are doing the role of a Brahmana. You see, Brahmana, they were frustrated with Pena, then they killed. Otherwise, they were just guiding. They didn't become, even after killing Pena, they didn't become the kings. Obviously, we should not kill these demoniac people, otherwise you have to kill everyone. That's what Nityananda told to Lord Chaitanya. My Lord, if you kill the Jagai Madai, if you kill these brothers, you will have to kill everyone in the Kali. Everyone is Jagai Madai. So then, we do our job, we try to spread this word of Krishna consciousness, and gradually things will improve, people will become devotees. Prabhupada said, if only 10% of the population of this world become Krishna conscious, the entire world will change. Only 10%. Right now we are not even half or quarter percent. There's long, long way to go. Prabhupada gave us the vision. We have long way to go. And we are greatly fortunate, very, very fortunate, that we are here at the time when there is so much preaching is to be done. Immense opportunity for preaching. And it is said, anyone who engages in preaching activities, he is directly in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. So we have this opportunity. So we shall preach, preach and preach. This is the golden time. There are so many oppositions, but this is the best time to preach, because when there are oppositions, that is the time when you can show your sacrifice and love for Krishna and Prabhupada. That is the time when you can show compassion. Prahlad Maharaj showed compassion on his father. He preached to his schoolmates. That is the time. Otherwise, if Hiranyakashipu was a devotee, where was the opportunity of Prahlad to shine, to show his love and sacrifice? We can show our love and sacrifice for Krishna and Prabhupada, for all the acharyas, for our own spiritual master, by spreading the preaching. Just few days back, one devotee asked His Holiness Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, who is traveling in Russia right now. He said, Maharaj, you are 75. Why are you still traveling in this advanced age? Maharaj said, what to do? Because you people are not traveling, I have to travel. So youngsters have to take responsibility. Everyone has to come in front and share the responsibility which is given by Lord Chaitanya to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada has given this responsibility to everyone. So we should come and share the burden. This is what is called burden of love. So we should share it. You share the burden, Krishna will give you the love. And then this kind of situation, like when Maharaj Prithu was king, everything, there will be no threefold miseries and everything will be smooth and people will practice Krishna consciousness. At the end of their life, they will go back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Any questions, please?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for wonderful class, Prabhu. It was so enlightening class. If anybody have any questions or realization, please go ahead. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranam, Shri Prabhupada. This is Vinaya Prabhuji. Such a beautiful class, Prabhuji. So nice points and actually in this Kali Yuga, as you said, all of the politicians and everybody who's ruling the country is polluted, and that we have to take that as a good opportunity and try to preach everywhere and to make that, you know, we get nice, good rains and, you know, good food. Otherwise, it's going to be heavy trouble for us. Thank you, Prabhuji, and thank you for that point that you have shared. King means not only just ruling, but also serving these people. That point really struck me, Prabhuji. Usually, King means, oh, he's doing very good, things like that, but it's not ruling, it's serving people. So nice point, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
So if there is no other question, we can stop here. And you can proceed for other activities.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a beautiful class. If there is no more questions, we would like to end the call here by reciting Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Anantakoti Vaishnavi Ki Jai, Namacharya Srila Haridasa Krishna Prabhupada Ki Jai, He Praise Chakravarti Prabhuji Ki Jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.